This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Michael Trader, president of Right Patient, a biometric patient identification and patient data integrity solution provider helping the healthcare industry to improve patient safety by eliminating duplicate medical records, preventing fraud and medical identity theft, and improving patient data integrity. Michael, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So getting started, accurate patient identification and patient data integrity in healthcare is getting a lot of attention because of widespread adoption of EHRs, mHealth tools, and patient portals. What is Right Patient currently doing to help improve patient identification in healthcare?
Well, it's a great question. First of all, it's definitely true that accurate patient identification is getting a great deal of attention. If you look at the ONC, for example, you know, there's a great deal of focus on patient data matching, accurately identifying patients and correctly matching their data. In particular, as electronic data becomes more prevalent, is a key component to ensuring that the triple aim can be met. And that really comes directly from the ONC. And so what we provide in Right Patient is a multi-biometric identification platform to help ensure that patients can be identified accurately from any interaction touch point. And that helps to prevent the creation of duplicate medical records, overlay medical records, and identity theft as well. And it also, perhaps most importantly, ensures that a patient's complete and accurate medical record can be retrieved, which is really the only way that the provider can provide the highest level of care. So with our platform, we support a variety of different forms of biometric technologies. We're really the only vendor in this space that has a great deal of real-world experience in deploying many different forms of biometrics. The system seamlessly interacts with the provider's electronic health record software. So when patients are enrolled into the system, we essentially link their biometric data and photograph to their medical record. And every time they come back to any facility where the system is being utilized, we identify them using whatever form of biometric the provider has implemented and then seamlessly retrieve their medical record from the provider's electronic health record software. And so we're working on a lot of enhancements to the platform. We've recently, for example, released a mobile handheld wireless iris identification unit. And that's something that can be utilized in the ED, for example, to authenticate patients. We're also working very closely with several large hospital providers to do more integration into their existing systems so that they can derive more value from the solution. And just kind of anecdotally, to give an example, a real-world example of why this technology can be so valuable, one of our customers approached us recently, large healthcare system, 14 hospitals out of North Carolina, and shared a story with us about a patient that had arrived in the emergency department who they took in as a Jane Doe record, essentially. The patient could not be identified. And so she sat in the emergency department for 4 hours, and her identity was still unknown. Eventually, one of the nurses, remembered that she could be identified with the Right Patient solution, and this particular customer is using Right Patient with iris recognition. So they took a picture of her. This was after trying to call local police departments to see if there were any missing person reports, et cetera. Took a picture of her, and sure enough, we were able to identify her and pull up her information. And so that has tremendous, a tremendous impact on, first of all, the patient, so that the care provider can provide the highest level of care. But secondly, to the actual provider itself, because now that that person's medical information can be retrieved, you know, you're avoiding the creation of a duplicate medical record, which drives inherent cost to the provider organization in terms of resources that have to clean that information up, downstream revenue cycle. It can have an effect on billing, reimbursement, et cetera. So, you know, that's a perfect illustration of how the technology can really provide an impact in a real-world situation.
Now, mobile health apps and patient portals present patient identification challenges to healthcare organizations that user names and passwords can no longer secure. Can you explain how Right Patient is addressing the rising need to secure patient identities from the explosion of new touch points for personal health information or PHI access?
Absolutely. In fact, we recently posted a blog on the Right Patient blog about this exact subject. And in that blog, we referenced a recent HIMSS survey that showed that 73% of organizations, of provider organizations, are currently using app-enabled patient portals to increase patient participation in their overall health and wellness, as well as, you know, meet stage 2 and stage 3 meaningful use requirements. So utilizing mobile technology is definitely on the rise. There's no question about that. And the question then becomes, you know, how do patients feel about this data, you know, being readily accessible? And what we're finding is that more and more providers are looking for mechanisms that they can leverage to secure access to that protected health information. With the rise of digitization of health records and increased access, you know, that becomes more and more important. And as patients, we all get very excited about, you know, the technology, the technical capabilities that are made available to us in terms of being able to more easily access our health information. But this is our health information that we're talking about here. It's highly sensitive, of course. And so one of the benefits of using the Right Patient technology, because we support multiple forms of biometrics, one of those forms of biometrics is facial recognition. And during the initial enrollment process in Right Patient, when a patient is first entered into the system, we take a photograph, high-quality digital photograph of the patient. Now, if you're using Right Patient with the iris camera, for example, it provides a lot of benefit because those photographs are standardized. And so those photographs can then be leveraged with our facial recognition engine to help secure remote access to protected health information from patient portals, from mobile health apps, et cetera. So that's a, you know, that's one way that our customers are looking to leverage the platform in order to, you know, safeguard protected health information and provide the peace of mind that their patient population needs to help drive increased utilization and patient engagement.
I understand that Right Patient has engaged in several strategic partnerships to help augment the effectiveness of your patient identification solution. Can you talk briefly about some of these key partnerships and what you hope to accomplish there?
Absolutely. So we have recently announced some partnerships. One of them is with a company called HealthCast, and they are the number one class-rated provider of single sign-on technology, which is a great complement to the Right Patient solution. Single sign-on is focused on identifying employees within the provider organization, whereas, of course, we focus on patient identification. But that's a great partnership for us. We're also partnered with IBM, and we seamlessly interface with their Initiate EMPI, Enterprise Master Patient Index solution. And the benefit there is that in interfacing with Initiate, Right Patient allows providers to authenticate patients from any location across, you know, disparate facilities and ensure that their complete and most accurate information is retrieved and made available. And that can be very important because systems like Initiate should hypothetically have the most up-to-date and current information in them, demographic information. And so if you can ensure as a provider that you are not only accurately identifying the patient, but also retrieving their most up-to-date information that can be then updated if necessary in the patient medical record, you know, that helps with things like downstream revenue cycle, billing, et cetera. So we also have a partnership with Equifax, and through that partnership, we are able to provide our customers the ability to analyze their master patient index for duplicates using Equifax's referential big data analysis capabilities. And that becomes very important as well, again, because of the challenges with respect to patient data matching, in allowing providers to clean up their existing data internally and merge duplicate medical records that might exist.
Today we are with Michael Trader, president of Right Patient, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Michael, Right Patient supports the use of multiple forms of biometrics for patient identification and has 13 years of experience in biometric identification management. Why is this important in the context of providing a biometric patient identification solution to the healthcare industry?
Well, I would say that it's important because biometrics, the technology of biometrics, is a pretty complex science. And there are significant differences between the various forms of biometrics out there. So our platform, for example, supports iris recognition, facial recognition, palm vein recognition, finger vein recognition, and fingerprint recognition. And all of these technologies are very different. And so I think it's important to engage with a vendor that has substantial real-world experience in all of these different forms of biometrics, rather than someone who is just supporting a single form of biometrics. Because if you look at the data that is out there in the marketplace about these different forms of biometrics, for example, a lot of the data comes from independent lab testing. So the data with respect to things like accuracy and that type of thing. And we know that, in the real world, those kinds of environments don't exist. And so you need a partner that you can rely on that understands what those real world, environments, how they can really affect the biometric system that you're utilizing and how to ensure that you are implementing the biometric system in the right way and you're utilizing the biometric system in the right way in order to maximize the effectiveness, the efficacy of the system itself. In addition to that, as I mentioned, there's a lot of differences between the different forms of biometrics out there. So fingerprint recognition, for example, has certain pros and cons. Palm vein recognition has certain pros and cons. Iris recognition has certain pros and cons. So we feel that based on 13 years of experience in all these forms of biometrics, we are very well positioned to offer trusted guidance to our prospective customers and help them navigate through these differences, understand them completely so that they can make an informed decision. We're not a vendor that's, just trying to sell them on one particular form of biometrics with no real experience to back it up.
Lastly, if you were a CIO or other decision maker evaluating this type of technology, what would you look for in a solution?
Oh, boy, that's a good question, too. Well, first of all, I would look for an experienced vendor, someone that at the end of the day, the underlying technology that a provider is investing in is biometric technology. And so I would look for a vendor that has substantial experience in biometric technology, as I had mentioned before. Secondly, I would look for a solution where I can be assured that the protected health information, my patient protected health information, is retained within my organization and is not shared externally. We've been hearing quite a bit from providers in the marketplace that there's a substantial risk involved with that providing your PHI. And so with the Right Patient solution, for example, the PHI is retained within the provider organization. That's never shared externally. And I think that lowers risk for the provider, and it also gives patients peace of mind, that their data is kept within the provider organization. Third, I would look for a partner that has a real focus on innovation and, has the track record to be able to back that up. This is a very rapidly evolving market. If you look at just biometric technology, for example, in particular, we have next generation of our iris camera that's coming out on the market early next year with significant improvements. There's new technologies and enhancements to the technologies that are constantly being made available to the marketplace. And so you need a partner that has an eye on that and really incorporates innovation as its core ideology throughout the organization. And that's certainly something that that we do. And if you look at our track record, you look at the technology that we've provided, the enhancements to our technology, we can certainly back that up as well. There was one thing that I realize now I forgot to mention, which is the number of customers that we have using the Right Patient technology, because I think that's important for the audience to understand so that they know that, you know, this isn't necessarily something, while overall, you know, this technology is still kind of nascent in the marketplace, there are plenty of providers out there using it. So it's not, you know, I think there's sometimes kind of a misconception about how this technology works, especially with respect to iris recognition. You know, a lot of people think that iris recognition is the same thing as retinal scanning, and that it's very invasive, and there's this laser that's shot into your eye, and you know, all this other stuff, and that's just completely false. So I think it's helpful for the audience to know that, hey, look, this technology is out there. I mean, we have a customer that has hundreds of thousands of patients enrolled into the Right Patient system using it with iris. So Right Patient is currently utilized by health systems representing 214 hospitals and over 33 million annual patient visits. So this is definitely proven technology.
I certainly would agree with you there. Michael, where can our listeners get more information on Right Patient?
Our website is rightpatient.com, R-I-G-H-T, patient.com. We're also on Twitter, at Right Patient. We have a Facebook page as well, and very active in social media. So look for us, look for our posts on LinkedIn, Google+, and you know, all the main channels out there.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another opportunity to speak with you in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michael Trader, president of Right Patient, a biometric patient identification and patient data integrity solution provider helping the healthcare industry to improve patient safety by eliminating duplicate medical records, preventing fraud and medical identity theft, and improving patient data integrity. And once again, the website of reference is rightpatient.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.